Yerushalmi Trimois corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Pei Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Aleph Amad Aleph, the new Perek, Perek HaOichel Truma Shoigig. And the Mishnah says, HaOichel Truma Shoigig, Meshanem Keren V'choymesh, Echad HaOichel V'Echad HaShoife V'Echad HaSach, Echad Truma Tehoyu V'Echad Truma Temeya, Meshanem Choymesh V'Choymesh Chumsha. The Mishnah says, a non-Kohen who inadvertently ate Truma pays the principal plus a fifth. This applies whether he ate, drank, or anointed himself with it, whether it was tar or tummy, he must pay a fifth, and a fifth of that fifth if he inadvertently ate the fifth that he had separated. Eini mishalem truma ela chulin matukonim vehenasin truma vatashlumin truma imotza koyin limchol eino moichel. He must pay from chulin, means produce that's been tithed, rather than truma, and that produce or payment becomes truma itself. If the koyin wishes to waive the repayment, he may not do so. Bas yisrael she'ochla truma v'achakach nisis lekoyin im truma shiloi zocha behen koyin ochla meshalemes keren v'choymesh la'atzmo v'im truma shizocha behen koyin ochla meshalemes keren lebalim v'choymesh la'atzmo b'pnei she'omru o'ichal truma shoygeg meshalem keren lebalim v'choymesh lemi she'yudze. If the daughter of a yisrael ate truma and then married a koyin, if she ate truma that had not yet been acquired by another koyin, she pays the principal and extra fifth to herself. If it had already been acquired by another Kohen, she pays the principal to that Kohen and the fifth to herself. This is because Chazal said that one who inadvertently ate Truma pays the principal to the owner and the extra fifth to whoever they wish. And the Gemara says, "Ha'oichel Truma shoygeg chuli. K'ziv v'ish ki yoichel kodesh b'shkaga b'yosef chamishisoy shiyehihu v'chomshoy chamisha." The Gemara says, "A non-Kohen who inadvertently ate Truma." Now the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yudalad, if a man and unintentionally eats what is holy, he shall add a fifth of it to it. It should be a fifth when it is with the principal, meaning that it's a quarter of the value of the principal. But like Cain, Amabi Abor, B'Shem Abi Yochanan, should say Hevid, B'Chelev, Shogag, should say B'Korban, Masim by V'Leike, or maybe Korban, V'Amor, Afacha, Mezi B'Trumah V'Shogig B'Chomesh, Yisuboy, V'Yirake, V'Yabi, Chomesh. The Gemara asks a question, didn't Abi Abor say from Abi Yochanan that if a person knew that Chelev, which are forbidden fats, are prohibited to eat and are punishable with kois, but he was unaware that if eaten inadvertently, a korban must be brought. If they warned him, he's given lashes, but he must also bring a korban. So why not say here also that if he knew of the prohibition to eat truma but was unaware of the extra fifth additional payment, if they warned him, he is given lashes and must pay the extra fifth? Amar b'zera, gezeiros ha-kosovhu v'ishki yechol kodesh b'shkaga shutei kol echidrasai b'shkaga shutei mezid b'sveikoi kov shoygeg b'vadoi. Rabbi Zeira says that it's a decree of the Pasuk, as it says in Vayikra Perek Chobeth Pasuk Yudalad, and if a man inadvertently eats what's holy, that his eating must have been inadvertent in all ways. If he was unsure if it was truma, but he intentionally ate it, it is like inadvertently eating certain truma. Amar Rabbi Yosi Ada Amar Hashavloi Miyadiyasai Chayev Al Shigagasa. Rabbi Yosi says this shows that if a person had meat in front of him, and it's unclear whether it's chelev or shuman, which is permitted fat, if he ate it intentionally, he is considered inadvertent and brings a korban. Ama ani poyish mikazayis, ani poyish mikazayis mikachetzi zayis. If a person said, "I am separating from a kazayis," which is an olive's amount, but not from half an olive, means he ate a kazayis, but he said afterward that he wouldn't have eaten it had he known it was a full kazayis. Amr bun bachia nase ka oichel chetzi zayis b'shoyge v'chetzi zayis b'mezid. But bun bachia says it's as if that he ate half a zayis inadvertently and half a zayis intentionally, and is exempt from a korban. V'im yisbo v'ibun b'achia k'v'shim b'nokish, d'am v'shim b'nokish, ochal chetzi zayis b'helem echad, potter, v'ochal shnei chetzi zayisim v'chasa kolshu, potter. The Gemara asks that if v'ibun b'achia follows v'shim b'nokish, that it's permitted according to the Torah to eat part of the amount that makes a person liable and is known as chetzi shir. If he ate half a zayis size in one act of inadvertency, he's exempt. So here he should be exempt if he ate less than two half zayisim. So even if he ate a full zayis size of truma, he should still be exempt from the extra fifth, even if he had knowledge of the prohibited truma throughout most of the zayis amount, since during that part of the eating he wasn't transgressing a Torah prohibition. Moidu shim menokish be'esui hanor, moidu shim menokish be'yom kippurim, moidu shim menokish be'asid lahashlim. Rav Shimon Lakish agrees concerning items which have a prohibition to derive benefit, that Chatzi Shur is prohibited by the Torah. He also agrees that Chatzi Shur is prohibited by the Torah to eat on Yom Kippur, and he also agrees that if when he eats the Chatzi Zayis, he is intending to continue to eat the full shir, that it's prohibited by the Torah. Rabbi Abor, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ha-megameh choymet shel truma loike. Rabbi Abor says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the one who gulps vinegar of truma incurs lashes. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hakoyfef chita shel truma leike, and Rabbi Bo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says the one who chews wheat of truma incurs lashes. Tani hakoyfef es achita shel truma meshalam es hakerem ve'en meshalam es hachoymesh. Rabbi oimer oimer ani oimer shemeshalam kerem v'chaymesh. The Bais says that one who chews wheat of truma pays the principal, but not the extra fifth. Rabbi says he must also pay the extra fifth. Rabbi Yumiya, b'shem Rabbi Imi, moedim chachom le Rabbi megamei v'chaymetz shel truma. Acha tivloi shu mishalim kerem v'chaymesh shachaymetz meshiv es hanefesh. Rabbi Yumiya, quoting Rabbi Imi, says that the chachom agreed to Rabbi that if he gulps vinegar of truma after he used it as a dip for his meal, that he pays the principal and the fifth, as the vinegar settles his spirit when he drinks it after using it as a dip. Tani achol truma tmeya mishalim chulin tahirin v'mshilim chulin tmeyim yatsa. The vice says if one ate tamei truma, he pays with tahor chulin. If he paid with tamei chulin, he fulfills his obligation. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Sumchus Amma Shogeg Masha Asa Osoi Mezele Asa Vele Klum. Rabbi Nassan says that Sumchus says if he did so inadvertently, the payment is valid. If he intentionally paid with Tamei Chulin, it's invalid. Taman Taninan Ein Toimin Min HaTamei Al HaToho. The Mishnah we had earlier in the second parak says that one may not separate from Tamei for Toho. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Im Toam Min HaTamei Al HaToho Ben Meshog Ben Bemezet Masha Asa Osoi. The Bais says, quoting Rabbi Yossi, that if he separated from Tamei for Toho, whether inadvertently or intentionally, it's valid. Asya de Yechidoi, the Hacha, Kastama, the Tamon, Yechidoi, the Tamon, Kastama, the Hacha, Hechavida. The individual opinion here, which is Simchus, is like the anonymous opinion there in the Mishnah in the second Perek. And the individual opinion there, which is of Yosi, is like the anonymous opinion here in the Baisa we just said, that does not differentiate between inadvertent and intentional. If so, what should the ruling be? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Chanina Tashlumei Truma Hari Hein K'Truma L'Chol Dava Ela Shegiduleim Chulin Gidulei Truma Hari Hein K'Chulin L'Chol Dava Ela Shasuim L'Zorim. Rabbi Zeir says, quoting Rabbi Chanina, that payments for Truma are like Truma itself, but growth of payments are Chulin. Growth of actual Truma are like Chulin in all aspects, but they may not be eaten by non-Kohanim. Am Rabbi Yosi Va'anan Taninan Tal Tehoin Tashlumei Truma Hari Hein K'Truma L'Chol Dava Taninan Eina Meshalim Truma Ela Chulin Metukonin V'Heinasin Truma. Rabbi Yosi says that we also deduce these two halachos from our Mishnah. Payments of for truma are like truma itself. The Mishnah says he must pay from chulin rather than truma, and that produce or payment becomes truma. Ela shegiduleim chulin de taninan gidulei truma ha gidulei tashlumei truma chulin. But growth of payments are chulin, as the Mishnah teaches. The growth of truma are truma, which implies that the growth of payments are chulin. Gidulei truma harein kechulin, lechol dava, detaninan, v'chayeves, belekad v'shecha v'peya, v'aniyei yisol, v'aniyei kohanim, melaktin, ela. The growth of actual truma are like chulin in all aspects. As the Mishnah says later in the ninth parak, growth from truma seeds are obligated in lekad, shecha, and peya, and poor yisraelim and kohanim may collect them. But she'asurim lezoim, detaninan, v'aniyei yisol, moichonef shelahen, lekehanim, v'demei truma, v'adomen shelahen, but they are prohibited to non-kohanim, because the Mishnah teaches, but poor Yisraelim sell theirs to poor Kohanim for the price of Truma, and the money then belongs to them, which is to the Yisraelim.